This is Talking Property on 882-6PR, the voice of Perth.
And we are here for Summit Homes. Thank you very much to Philippa for the 9 o'clock news. She'll be back ahead of Saturday morning at the football with another bulletin of 6PR news. Rob Druitt, good morning to you, sir.
Harvey D, and good morning to you and listeners. Great to be back Saturday.
Yes, indeed. Did you feel a little whispers about interest rates during the week?
Yes, well, I'll be surprised if there's any change. But then who knows?
I reckon November if there is any.
The board usually does the opposite to what everybody thinks. So when we think it's going to go down, it doesn't, and certainly one thing we can certainly say is it's not going to go up. That's for sure. Mm. So, but I'll be surprised if they drop rates
Tuesday's the next time they meet, isn't it?
Yeah. So first Tuesday of each month. So I think they'll hold off, but who knows? It's an interesting market that with interest rates being at certainly historical lows, it is playing out in the market in the sense that a lot of our sellers, which is understandable, aren't that happy about the fact that the market's come back a bit in price, and of course having low interest rates has given the opportunity to just almost boycott the market. So in some sectors, a lot of our real agents saying, well, we're short of listings, we're short of good quality stock. Not so much with apartments, but certainly with family homes. So it's an interesting how things play out. So actually, in a lot of respects, I think if interest rates drop another 0.5% or something, I don't know if that's that great for buyers, because it will actually encourage sellers just to hold on that bit more. So I think it's quite stable where it is at the moment. But
good on you.
We'll see.
Okay, we certainly will see. Well, we have a cast of thousands in the studio today. So first of all,
the expertise in here is just incredible.
It's just staggering. Take my expertise out and you've still got the same. Mike Bradford, CEO of Landgate, joins us. G'day, mate.
G'day, Harvey. G'day, Rob. How are you going?
Good, mate.
Good. And if you've got any questions at all, folks, about anything to do with titles, Mike is your man. He is the CEO of Landgate, as I said. By the way, the number is 922-11882, and those that call us and go on the air go into the draw for the $100 cash made possible by Summit Projects. You can learn more about them on summitprojects.com.au, and feel free to give us a call at any time. Get in nice and early. And the other people we have in the studio today are Matt Southgate and Donna Leckie from Stockland. And in particular, and there's a reason for this, they're involved with the Affinity Lifestyle Village down there in Valdivis. How are you, ladies? First, how are you, Donna?
Very good, thank you.
Getting nice and close to that microphone.
We've been down there doing an outside broadcast before, haven't we?
We have indeed.
Fantastic facility.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful, and I think the residents are welcoming you all to cross back next week as well.
Yeah, well, I'm whizzing down on Wednesday to just file a few little reports into Gary Adsett's program, Matt and Donna, so I'm looking forward very much to that. Not so much the live crosses, but the terrific scones that you bake down there when you have people.
You'll have to fight the residents for those, but yeah, we'll look forward to seeing you on Wednesday.
Got to fight not only the residents on Wednesday, but guests who come down, because there's a special open day Wednesday, that's why we're going down, isn't it? Can you give us a little bit of detail about that?
Yeah, it certainly can. And Harvey, look, it's going to be an open day for people who have been to the village before, but also maybe who haven't. It's a great opportunity to come down, take a look around, speak to people who live there, to us as well, who manage the place, and sample some of the beautiful scones and soup that we'll have on
soup
to offer.
Too. Good.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, right. Absolutely. Very relaxed affair, but yeah, come down and take a look around and soak
and especially
up the village
our stunning display homes that we've got there. We'll be opening quite a few, ready for everybody to come
all
through and have a look.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's a good idea. Well, if you've got any questions about lifestyle living, well, Donna and Matt are here. They can answer your questions. Mike, of course, dealing with matters to do with titles, and Rob and I will just sit back and drink our coffee.
We can, actually.
Yeah,
it's great.
We can. All right.
Although we might have one now. Here we go.
We
on
do.
The board.
Craig of Kelmscott. G'day, Craig.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've just got a query, might be helping me. I'm having some problems with an ex-landlord and getting my bond returned. He sent me an email telling me he was going to, but he wanted things that he said I'd stolen from his property returned.
Oh, okay. Like what sort of things?
Tools.
Tools. Well,
yeah, I haven't got a clue what he's talking about.
Now, you're obviously renting privately. It's a private landlord.
It's a private landlord. That's right. I've sent him emails, but I haven't had any reply.
Okay, that's a bit of a worry. Now, you obviously had a lease, signed lease.
Yeah, I had a signed lease. Yeah.
And did you sign a bond lodgement form? You would have signed a bond lodgement form together with the owner of the property, the landlord, and then the bond should have been lodged with the bond administrator. All bonds for residential properties in Western Australia are required to be lodged with the government department, the bond administrator.
No, I had nothing. The problem was I'd been buying a home for 30 years, and after the death of my wife, I moved into a rental accommodation, so I didn't know what the rules were.
No, that's fair enough. So how much was your bond?
Inspection. My bond was $1,400 all up.
It's a fair bit of dosh. Okay.
Yeah, I can't afford to drop that sort of money. That's the problem.
Yeah, look, the landlord, they're quite very strict rules for good reason, because that is trust money, and they are required to lodge that as quick as practical into the bond administrator. They're quite serious fines if you don't. I would suggest to talk to Department of Commerce.
Yep.
They administer the Residential Tenancies Act, and check with them as to whether they'll give you the number for the bond administrator, whether it has been lodged. If you haven't signed a lodgement form, I'd say, unfortunately, it probably hasn't, in which case he's in serious breach of the Residential Tenancies Act, and then that might give you some leverage to go back to him and say, hey, look, we've spoken with the Department of Commerce. It is quite a serious breach, because, you know, you're dealing with other people's money, and and that should be put into the appropriate trust account, which is the bond administrator. And if you're having trouble getting the money back from him, then that might be the leverage to say, hey, look, you know, they're not going to look too favourably upon you as a landlord when you're not following the rules, which are not complicated. It's pretty straightforward. You fill out a bond lodgement form, you lodge it with the bond administrator, and then you both need to sign it upon agreement for the distribution of the bond at the end of the tenancy. Then if you don't get anywhere there, then I would suggest you lodge, and Department of Commerce will be able to assist you with this. You can go to the local court, district court, and they will to see a magistrate, and they will hear on it, and I can assure you the magistrate will not be impressed at all if the landlord has not lodged the bond appropriately.
No, he made me clean the carpets, and once I got that professionally done, then he started gutting the house out, which dirtied all the carpets up again.
Sounds like you've got a fairly good case against this landlord.
I don't understand where he's coming from half the time. But all right, well, thank you very much.
I think he just wants your $1,400, so good luck with it.
Thanks very much for your call, Craig. Now we go to Alice of Hamilton Hill. Morning, Alice.
Good morning, Harvey. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. I still haven't brought you a coffee yet, have I?
No, what's going wrong?
It's been a bit hectic lately.
We're okay in here at the moment. We've got all sorts of exotic coffees. We've got soy lattes, chai lattes, you name it, we got it.
Oh, that's good. Look, I'll just ask a question. Mum and Dad died last year, and I just wanted to know, do we actually have to take their name off the house deeds? Is it legally, do we have to do it legally, or it doesn't really matter because we're trying?
Well, you've got the right man here.
Hi, Alice, it's Mike here from Landgate.
Hi, Mike.
So are you the executor of their estate?
Well, I'm one of them.
Okay, so it all depends on what the will and I guess both your mum and dad passed away in the same year. That's terrible.
Yes, I know. Yeah. Harvey did my father's service, actually, which he was really nice.
Oh, thank you, Alice.
I'm not sure, because the thing is, there's three of us, and on the will it says when they both die, it comes to us. But I was told that we had to take their name off the title deeds.
Yeah, in due course you will. Look, the best thing I suggest is our contact centre on Monday, give them a call, 9273 7373, and they'll walk you through the options and the timings that you need to go, and whether you're not, you know, probate and all those sorts of
things. Depends on your circumstances.
Yeah,
it really
depends on the circumstances. So give our guys a call on Monday from 8:30, 9273 7373.
Okay, but we're selling the house. Do we have to do it beforehand, or, you know, that's what
in
I'm
in order sorry. For you to sell it, you probably will have to do that. So,
well, you certainly need to make sure that the probate has gone through. And quite often that's an issue with, you know, people have an enduring power of attorney, for example, and they don't realise that is only while the party's alive. And, you know, if you've got a parent, you're looking after their affairs, you've got enduring power of attorney, and there's a period then, if they do pass away, where there's actually no authority, essentially, until probate comes through. So you really want to get the right advice in relation to getting probate sorted out, and then you can go ahead and sell the property.
All right, then, no worries. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Alice. I'll be down in Baldivers on Wednesday. I'll probably come back via Hamilton Hill, so I'll have a flat white with no sugar.
All right, no worries. It'll be there.
Good on you. See you, Alice.
Anything for a coffee.
Yeah, absolutely. 922-118-82 is our number. $100 up for grabs. Thanks to Summit Projects. They're a division, obviously, of Summit Homes. And you can learn more about that aspect of their operation by simply going on your computer, summitprojects.com.au.
Talking Property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Adam Chan here from The Drive Show. On Friday, I expressed disgust that a man sentenced to 22 years jail for sexually assaulting his 11-year-old daughter and allowing other paedophiles to assault her has appealed his sentence. Here's what you had to say.
I was sexually abused by my father before my earliest memory until I was 11. That became part of my normal life. There was nothing to talk about because I just thought that's what everyone did. That was what I grew up with. That's the affection I knew from a father figure.
Join Adam Shand on Drive. Weekdays from 3 on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Direct from the UK, with over 4,000 shows in over 40 countries under their belts, the Bootleg Beatles are back. Flawlessly recreating the Fab Four's timeless classics, live. Wednesday, August 31st, Astor Theatre Perth. Book online now at astortheatreperth.com. Experience the original sound of rock and roll to the world's leading Beatles show. Experience the Bootleg Beatles.
For the best price on reliable earth-moving equipment, call Brooks Hire, 1300-BROOKS. And don't forget, hire any of the equipment from one of their branches Australia-wide for your chance to win a Harley Davidson. BrooksHire.com.au.
I'm now speaking with Angelo Tomasoni from Summit Home Improvements about their home renovation service. Very good morning to you, Angelo, and can you tell us a bit more about your operation?
Hi, Harvey. At Summit Home Improvements, we offer a complete home renovation service from concept, council approval and on-site project management to an after-build service. Also, from ground floor extensions to second story extensions, our highly trained professionals can tell you what's possible for your home.
Oh, that does sound exciting. What are the benefits of renovating with Summit Home Improvements, would you say, Angelo?
Well, building and renovating can be daunting, as you know, but we'll be there every step of the way. Our building team looks to minimise any disruption or changes to your normal routine, so the process is as seamless as possible. And we actually follow up with a six-month maintenance service and lifetime structural guarantee.
Okay, how do we get in touch with you?
You can visit us at our showroom with a double-storey display at 83 McCoy Street, Myeree. Book a free consultation on 6365-2942. Or visit us at summithomeimprovements.com.au.
Sounds terrific to me. Good on you, Angelo. You have a lovely weekend.
Great. Thanks, Harvey. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks to Angelo Tomasoni from Summit Home Improvements.
When a cold and flu hits, lucky me gets all the symptoms. A sore throat, body aches, or headache, sneezing, a runny nose, then a blocked nose. Lucky I found Vicks Action Cold and Flu. It helps relieve all those symptoms so I can feel better. Try new Vicks Action Cold and Flu range starting from $5.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label, use only as directed. If symptoms persist, consult your doctor. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
Now that I've connected my small business to the NBN network, I can do business anywhere. From
Beijing 的大街小巷
to Las Playas de Barcelona.
Not to mention
overall in Sweden,
and even whether I'm transferring large files or having a high-quality video conference, the NBN network helps me stay more connected with my customers, whether they're down the street or on the other side of the globe. Find out how the NBN network can help your business at nbn.com.au/business.
If you love oranges, you'll love Coles Fresh oranges. Slice them into delicious wedges or squeeze them into a fresh juice.
Coles Fresh West Australian grown navel oranges, 2 kilo bag, just $3.50.
If you love fresh oranges, turn your kitchen into a Coles Fresh kitchen.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
922-118-82. Make your calls nice and early. We do not want you to call us at about 5 to 10 because we won't be able to deal with your call and that would be a shame. Hello, Melanie at Bullsbrook.
Yeah, hi everyone. How are you going?
We're good.
I think I have a question for Mike. We've just bought a property in Bullsbrook that was a deceased estate. It was two properties, two titles. So one had a house on it and one was empty. The actual surveyor's line goes through our pathways and garden. So when the other people who've bought the empty block start building, who pays for the retaining? Because ours is about 2.5 foot higher than their block.
Okay, Melanie. So when you say the surveyor's line, do you mean that you've got a plan that show or the boundaries have been remarked when you purchased? Is that what you mean?
No, it has always been two separate blocks. But when they actually built their house and then added the gardens, they obviously encroached onto the other one because they've owned it for 40 odd years.
So, have you had a survey done recently?
Yeah, there has been. The surveyor's peg's there now.
Yep.
Which I believe the previous owner's sons did because he passed away, obviously. So that was done before they actually put it on the market.
So you're looking at selling the other block, or you've sold the other block?
No. The other block was sold separately to the block that the house is on.
Right. Okay. So it's already sold. So look, if you're certain that the marks are where the boundary is, I mean, often it's better to get your own survey done. Just to be really clear about it, and in principle, when you actually do the retaining, it's best the property that's being retained. You should have the retaining wall within the boundaries of that property. So if you're
right.
and then there's no argument about who owns the retaining wall and those sorts of things. So as a general principle, that's the case. But just be really before you do too much. Just be really clear about where the boundaries are before you make any decisions or commitments.
Yep, okay then, that's excellent. Thanks very much, Mike.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling us, Melanie, and thank you too to Chris from Cardinia. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Harvey, and good morning to your panel. I have a question for Rob regarding a rental property.
Aha, far away.
I leased my house through a real estate agent for 1 year.
Right.
But after 5 months, the tenant had to break the lease because they were going overseas for a job.
Yes.
The real estate agent managed to find a replacement tenant, but they have slugged me with another 2 weeks letting fee.
Right, yes.
But because the original contract was for one year, I shouldn't be charged the 2 weeks letting fee the second time.
You're correct in that the outgoing tenant should recompense you for their portion of that leasing fee for the balance of the lease.
Yes.
So there might still be some amount because it runs over if it's for a further 12 months, and by the sounds of it, that tenant had 7 months to run on their lease.
Yes.
So they should, I guess, theoretically be paying 7/12 of the leasing fee. So just check with your agent that's okay. Been done. That's probably in the process. When was the changeover?
The changeover was on the 28th of July.
Oh, so it's only very recently. Okay, so they're probably processing that with the bond. But the position is that...
But they've already billed me the letting fee.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's not uncommon. That'll come through, and you'll be refunded the tenant portion, the outgoing tenant portion, because the outgoing tenant, you can break a lease. An owner can't unreasonably prevent a tenant from breaking a lease.
Yes.
However, the tenant must recompense the owner to put them in the same position as if the lease ran through, because that's their obligation.
Yeah.
So just double check with your agent, and I'm sure you'll find that'll be coming through. It does take up to a month to process the bond and get that all sorted out. You'll probably find in your August statement that'll come through for you.
Thank you, Chris. Now we move to Kelmscott. Hi, Graham.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
And lady.
Very good.
Lady, let's not forget the lady. I'll be in Auckland.
Oh, you could never... Listen, if you're in the studio and looking at Donna, she's unforgettable.
I'll take your word for that. This is the gentleman from Landgate.
Yes, that's Mike.
G'day, Graham.
Mike, got a little problem. I've bought my property in Kelmscott. I own it outright.
Yep.
I went down to the bank last week... Can I say what bank it is?
Yeah, go for it.
The ANZ in Armidale. That's easy. They said to me, we'll chase your paperwork down so that you can get the ownership papers. Now, apparently what's happened is halfway through the loan on the property in Kelmscott that was with United Credit, they are no longer around, but I saw a
United Credit's become Beyond Bank.
Beyond Bank, yeah. Mm. I went and I saw an agent, and they transferred it from Beyond Bank to the ANZ Bank. And the ANZ said, well, we haven't got any paperwork on it.
So you're actually chasing the duplicate title, Graham. That's what you're after, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you paid out a mortgage, and do you know that the mortgage was actually held by the Beyond Bank, or was it...?
It was originally held by Beyond Bank, and then it was transferred across to the ANZ
And at some point you know that they had the duplicate title?
Well, I assume they did at the ANZ.
So we call them a duplicate for a reason. Whilst they are an important document to hold on to, they are a duplicate. The title is actually held on our database at Landgate, so rest assured of that.
My major worry was when I fall off the perch, the kids don't have problems trying to find the paperwork.
Yeah, so you can go through I'm sorry to say there is a process for dealing with a lost duplicate, and you might want to enlist the assistance of the bank, given that they... may have be the problem, and try and get your hands on it and force them down that path. And we can go through, help you with that process, but it is a little bit time consuming, and we can end up with the you don't need to have a duplicate title, and so we can actually just get that effectively cancelled, and you don't have to have it replaced, and then you don't have to worry about it being lost again.
Well, that's. Mainly, I think you can see where I'm coming from.
Yeah, no, it's the banks are very secure, but they often can't find them in their vaults.
They lose stuff. Yes,
they do. They lose stuff. Well put. Thanks, Graham, to Q-Dale and Rose. Hi, Rose. You there, Rose? Hello, Rose. What happened to Rose?
Here.
Righto. We
no, we got Rose.
We de-clicked you. Now we've clicked you back on, Rose. Fire away.
Hello.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. Listen, what I'm ringing up about is my title deeds. My husband passed away, and his name's still on the title deeds. Do I need to take it off?
So, Rose, the property was in joint names, your name and your husband's name, was it? Yeah. Look, you don't need to, and that's something you can tidy up in due course, and you can do it, and there is a process. You pop into our office, and we can assist you with that. But there's no urgency for you to do it.
Okay, fine. And if I want to do it, do I have to make an appointment?
No, you can just drop into our office at Midland or even our office in the city and have a look on our website as well, and we can help you out with that.
Okay. And what is the cost of that?
So there is a fee for a transmission document, and I think it's about $164.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your help.
Good on you. You're welcome, Rose, and thank you for calling. 922-11882 is the number to call. And once again, reminding you that at the end of the show, we shall award $100 cash on behalf of summitprojects.com.au. 922-11882. If you want to send a text, you can do that. You don't qualify for the prize, but we'll address the text or an email. The email is harvey@6br.com.au, and the text is 19999-677. Just before we do move on and pay a few bills here, exactly where do we find you in Baldivis? Because in case you've just joined us, we've got Matt Southgate and Donna Leckie from Stockland here, from Affinity Village down there in Baldivis. How do we get there?
It's the Safety Bay Road turnoff off the freeway, and it's directly opposite our Stockland shopping centre as well, which we... But we enter off Norwood Avenue. It's number 38 Norwood Avenue in Baldivis.
Okay, easy enough to find. Now, with the open day, if I put it that way, morning tea, soup and all that sort of thing, do you have to register before you just turn up?
No, that would be fantastic if you register. I mean, you can turn up, but we prefer to know rough numbers. Mm. Telephone number for that is 1-800-727-170. That's 1-800-727-170.
Because we need to know how many scones we need to bake.
That's right.
Well, a dozen for me, and then I don't care what anyone... That's fine. That's not a problem. And a nice big bowl of soup. Not pea and ham, is it?
We haven't actually confirmed the variety yet.
Okay.
We know no pea and ham.
It's a winter warmers recipe, so... Yeah. Which has
Sounds
been
like
a competition to enter, so...
Oh, really?
Yes, so...
Well, with the residents?
Yes, we've had a winter warmers recipe with... Everybody's been entering, and they'll win a prize as well. And so we'll find out on the day. We'll find out.
Pumpkin, hopefully. Yeah, anyway. Now, just again, before we go to the break, prices of... I know you've got 2 and 3 bedroom. Correct me if I'm wrong with any of this, but I believe 2 and 3 bedroom homes at Affinity. What's, if you like, your lead-in price?
Sure. Well, we've got two-bedroom homes that start at $285,000. Mm. And they go all the way up to a three-bedroom home as well. So we cater for everybody, really. But the two-bedroom homes are all brand new, double-brick homes as well.
Mm.
They're fantastic quality.
Unfortunately, I have to announce that I'm well and truly eligible to move down there. Mm. But the
come on down, Harvey.
Yeah, we've got a villa set.
Well, I'm happy where I am, but thank. Have you really?
Oh yeah.
Okay. You've got to be 55, correct?
Yes, 55 or over.
Mm. But it does mean that a lot of people confuse lifestyle living with retirement living, or worse still, nursing home living.
Yeah.
And they've all got a place, of course, in society, no two ways about that. But if you are just, say, 55 or 65, whatever you are, and you're still working, no problems?
Oh, absolutely. We've got quite a number of residents in our village that still work, and they consider themselves as retired, but, you know, they work because they still enjoy it.
Mm. But when you get to that age and stage, presumably, you are, you know, looking forward to spending some holidays away and everything else. And the one thing I reckon about lifestyle villages is the lock-up and leave capacity of them.
And knowing it's going to be well-maintained while you're away.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? Yeah. The weeds aren't going to overgrow or
that's
anything.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so all your gardens and all any repairs and maintenance are done, plus everything's secure that you've left behind. It's a,
I think security is an important thing, and of course we all, you know, are aware of those crime figures that came out the other day. And in a village such as yours and other lifestyle villages, that's one of the main, I suppose, comforting points, is it not, for the residents?
It certainly is, and you know, it is a secure environment that our residents enjoy, and people do move here for that very reason. The other good thing about it is a lot of people have been growing or living in their own communities for quite some time and notice those changing with subdivisions happening around them. So you can be assured that when you move into one of our villages, if somebody moves in next door to you, they're going to be over 55. They're going to have the same sort of interests and things in common straight away. So it gives you that security in that regard as well. Your environment isn't going to change again.
Do you have karaoke nights, Donald?
Absolutely.
Do we?
And if you hate karaoke like I do, you don't have to go, do you?
No, just
compulsory.
It is. They have a better social life than what I do, I can tell you that right now. In fact,
does that say more about them or you?
I think it says a lot about me.
That's very true.
Well, so you won't be eligible to live there for about the next 20 years or so.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Right now at Masters. Don't miss Merbau Decking, just $398 a linear metre. Yes, $398 a linear metre. That's less than $45 a square metre for this richly coloured, durable hardwood decking. Boards are 90 mils wide, 19 thick, and come in various lengths up to 6 metres. And right now, you can get this CertiSource verified legal timber decking for only $398 a linear metre. But you'd better hurry. This offer must end Wednesday, 10th of August. Only at Masters.
August 9 is Census Night. It's a moment for everyone to pause and play a role in shaping the future of Australia's education, health, transport, and infrastructure. You'll soon receive a letter with your unique Census login. Every household must use it to complete the Census online on August 9 or follow the directions to order a paper form. The Census. It's our moment to make a difference.
The end is nigh. That's right, people. You need to get your variety of choice home lottery tickets now. Don't miss the chance to win the $1 million Plunkett home or $800,000 cold hard cash. Now, variety gives you the best odds at winning the grand prize of any home lottery in WA. And in addition, there is a 1 in 20 chance to win from thousands of other prizes that are up for grabs. So really, why wait? Final tickets are selling at varietyofchoice.com.au. Varietyofchoice.com.au. Do not miss out.
Don't buy your new home site off a plan and hope for the best. Plans for future shops and schools are okay, but why wait years and years when you can choose a community that's already there? Capricorn Yanchep, Yanchep's only beachfront community. Live near established schools, a medical centre and shops. Be within 600 metres of the beach, boardwalks and parks full of mature trees. With prices from $175,000, there's nothing else like it. CapricornYanchep.com.au.
So, what is the Daimler Truck service difference? Well, to start with, Daimler Trucks Perth is home to Australia's largest purpose-built workshop for trucks, buses and light commercial vehicles. We service all makes and models and offer a 24-hour breakdown service, fixed-price servicing, as well as heavy vehicle inspections from just $175. Plus, purchase $500 worth of parts from Daimler before September 30 and you'll go in the draw for a Typhoon toolbox. Ripper! Book today at DaimlerTrucksPerth.com.au. Part of AHD. T's and C's apply. DL1571.
Have you taken the Tony Al Fresh Test? If anyone knows fresh best, it's Tony Al Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Market, where they take great care in selecting and storing the freshest produce direct from local farms, so you can buy it fresh and taste it fresh. For fruit and veg that last longer, plus all your gourmet deli and grocery goods, visit Tony Ale Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Market. Open 7 days, 86 Hammond Road, Jandakot.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11882.
And we've got plenty of room on the board. All of a sudden, it's opened up quite a bit. We touched on this, Rob Druitt, early in the piece, and that is the question of interest rates, and would they go up or would they not go up, or would they go down? And there's not much margin for them to go down. Are people still kind of waiting just to see?
1.75%, historically low. My feeling is that they're at such a low rate, I'm not sure it's going to make much difference, other than the point I made that it'll encourage sellers to hold on a little bit longer, which in a lot of respects for buyers probably isn't that great. So, you know, the outlook for the market, I mean, we're all trying to predict the future. Generally, when you speak to people, everyone says, well, we don't see much happening. I think we've had the correction from 2013. Prices have retracted 5 to 10%, depending on the property. Now I think we're just going to, you know, trickle along where we're at. What we do need is some good stock in the market, and that is other than things that are being a little bit overstocked at the moment, which is a lot of the new build product. So let's see how that plays out. And we'd certainly hope that that'll happen in spring. And I know certainly for Mike at Landgate, it's all about turnover, any business is, and hopefully we get a little bit more turnover in the marketplace.
Yeah, so we had about 9% less transactions last financial year, so to compare to the prior year, and we expect this year, as Rob says, to be probably about the same. And July is normally a traditionally quiet month for us. Hopefully it'll pick up in August and September.
So that's not too bad, 9% drop, but then you have a lot of other transactions, don't you? It's not just property sales.
It's interesting to contrast our document lodgements, which covers mortgages, discharges, caveats and all the rest of that, compared to what Rewa says with just sales.
Yes.
And I think sales have dropped off significantly more.
Yeah, sales figure is at least double that in drop-off in turnover.
We know that traditionally people wait when there's an election in the wind, and of course that's now, you know, the government is now occupied with whether Kevin Rudd should rule the world, but the election has now been sorted. Have you noticed
a little bit, yes. I think there's a little bit more confidence out there now that's sorted out, that's behind
because
us.
Because it was a negative gearing issue, wasn't there?
There was quite a bit of property tax issues with the federal election, and you know there were quite significant potential changes for investors with capital gains tax. One of the opposition's policy was to reduce the concession from 50 to 25%, and of course negative gearing. That would have had an impact on the market. Look, in some respects it might have had a very positive impact for a short period because there was a 12-month honeymoon period they were proposing, and then of course would have fallen off a cliff. But it's good that that's not being messed with, so it gives some stability. You know, what we need in any market is a bit of confidence, and I think that's put a little bit more confidence back in the market. Now, that's behind us. Let's move on from here.
Okay, Tom's joined us from Victoria Park. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, hi. I've just built a new house, and I've just received my rates notice. And the valuation...
Were you sitting down when you got that?
I should have been. It's about double the normal... the average rate for the council. Can I
from
appeal
what you're paying
the valuation?
Before, probably, Tom.
So can I appeal and get the valuation looked at?
You can. Council rates are based on what they call GRV, gross rental value. So what they do is the council has a rate that they apply to the gross rental value. So they say, well, look, if it's a four-bed, two-bath, the rental should be such and such, and then they multiply it out. So if you believe that the gross rental value, you can't object against the actual rate, but you can object against the valuation if the valuation you believe is not correct.
Yeah, and Tom, the way you can do that is the best thing is just to query it initially. Give Landgate a call on 9273 7373, and you've got 60 days to if you do end up lodging an objection. But often it's just best give us a call. You'll end up speaking to one of our valuers who can talk you through how the valuation was done, whether there's much prospect of it, you know, being challenged or even changed. And sometimes they can sort it out with you by, you know, if necessary, we can come and have a look at the property.
Tom, what was on the property before you built the new home?
It was a quarter-acre block that I've subdivided and I've built in the back.
Okay, yeah, so it probably had a little house?
Small house in front, yep.
Yeah, okay, so low rental value, obviously, and then that would have translated out to the rates because that would have been multiplied by the calculation for the rates. And then if you built a nice new larger home, which probably has two or three times the rental potential, hence the reason for the higher rates. But as Mike said, talk it through with the valuer and you can get some context about where they're coming from.
Beautiful. Thank you, Tom. To Dianella now. Good morning, Susan.
Yes, good morning. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
I'm just inquiring. We've been trying to sell a property while it was being rented and the tenants weren't too happy, so we took it off the market. Now it's going to go back on rent again once these people leave. But we would really want to sell it. So can we rent the house and have it on sale at the same time?
You certainly can, but you run the risk again of the same situation.
Oh.
Talk to your agent, and no doubt it'll be a rear agent. Talk to them about what is the best position in the market for your property. I would say, generally speaking, there are more owner-occupiers buying in the market than investors. But, of course, some properties are better to sell with a tenant in it, particularly in the slower rental market, you know, to be able to say, hey, look, we've got a tenant, we've got a reasonable rental, you've got some security there. Very much depends on your particular circumstance.
Right.
It is a lot easier to sell a property that isn't tenanted. You're not dealing with obviously having to placate the tenant, which is fair enough. They've got the property. They can't say no, you're not allowed to show people through, but you do need to respect the fact that they're renting the property as well. And you can get quick and easy inspections, and depending upon the tenant too, it depends on how well they're presenting the property with their furniture and so on. So that can work against you if they don't have, you know, furniture and so on that really, you know, enhances the property. If you really want to get it sold, I would think off the bat it would be better to have it vacant. I know you're not getting the rental income, but that would be a better way to go, giving more flexibility to the sale process.
See, originally we had the contract for a year, but they decided they wanted to leave early, even though they're going to breach the contract.
Ah.
They're quite determined they're going to leave. And
how long have they got to run?
Beg your pardon?
How much are they breaching of the contract, as in the term?
7 months.
Okay, yeah. Now, this is a difficult situation for you as a landlord because you can't hold them to the lease if you aren't going to release it. Your obligation is to mitigate their loss and to release the property so that they recompense you for your costs. But if you decide to sell it and to not release it, then you can't charge the tenant for the balance of the lease because you're not mitigating their costs. So you're in a little bit of a difficult position. I think if you really want to get the property, talk to your agent about it, but if you really want to get the property sold, bite the bullet, negotiate something with the tenant, have it vacant and get it sold.
Good on you. Thank you very much for your call, Susan. Time is really flying by. If you would like to ask any sort of property question, you must call now, otherwise we won't have time to fit you in. And if you've got any queries about lifestyle living, then certainly Matt and Donna can answer those for you. And any questions in regards to titles, well, of course, Mike Bradford is here, the CEO of Landgate. So go to the phones now on 9... Oh, yeah, and there's Rob Druitt here too. I forgot about him. 9221882.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
Wake up with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis.
You reckon people would spend $5,000 to send their pet to the vet?
Yeah, we would have spent that over the years.
We've spent just over $5,500. Our cat actually had to have a penectomy, so he had to actually have his penis removed.
Why? Sorry?
He had trouble urinating, so they had to take away his penis.
I know an old bloke that has that same trouble. Did they do that to him?
I doubt it.
Breakfast with Steve Mills and Basil Zemplis. Weekdays from 5 on 882 6PR. The voice of Perth.
Danny Green here, outside my own house because I've forgotten my keys. I'm going to try and get in. Okay, not through the window, maybe the side door. Well, nobody's breaking into this house. I can safely say InvisiGuard protects against would-be intruders. Made from 316 marine-grade stainless steel and backed by a knockout 15-year warranty, it's the best choice to protect your family and home. Head to invisi.com.au or call 1300-INVISI for more info. InvisiGuard, it's bloody tough stuff.
Harvey Norman Washer Wipeout Weekend. Great deals across our huge range of washers. Plus, cashback and bonuses on selected models. Simpson 7-kilo front-load washer, only $496, plus $50 cashback. Electrolux 8-kilo front-loader, just $788, plus $100 cashback. That's $688 after cashback. Selected models only. Cashbacks and bonus cash cards via redemption. More Washer Wipeout deals in store and online. But hurry, ends this weekend at Harvey Norman.
Go!
3 years ago, the 50 Up Club launched in Australia with the purpose of using the combined buying power of the over 50s to get better deals for us. The club would like to say thank you to its 200,000 members who've joined since then at 50upclub.com.au. That's 200,000 voices across the country who want a better deal on their high-end bills. Nearly 9,000 of those members are right here in Western Australia. So if you've heard the ads right here and wondered if the club is for you, join 200,000 other smart, loyal and tech-savvy Aussies who are already benefiting from club membership. It's cost and obligation free to join. Go to 50upclub.com.au and see what great offers are waiting for you. That's 50upclub.com.au.
Want to subdivide your land but don't necessarily want to build? I'm Abel from Subpro, the subdivision and property professionals. Did you know that if you talk to us, you can subdivide within 8 months and you don't even have to build? We can help you unlock the maximum value of your land through subdivisions with total flexibility. Take advantage of our years of experience to help you avoid the pitfalls and maximise the rewards. Book your free consultation now at subpro.com.au. Your property, our passion.
You've booked a date at an exclusive day spa, relaxing in a luxurious stone bath. Water gently flowing from stylish European tapware. Candles flicker on the marble vanity as you drift.
You're nearly done in there, honey?
With a complete design, supply and renovation service, you can create your own private sanctuary with Lavare, the luxury bathroom specialists. Book a free consultation at Lavare's Claremont showroom or discover more at lavare.com.au.
Buying, selling or renting. Get Perth's best real estate advice now. Call 922-11882.
And we're on our way to 10 o'clock. It's 11 minutes to 10. After the 10 o'clock news, it'll be Saturday morning at the football. We've got Jess of Cannington online. Hello, Jess.
How are you? I've got a friend of mine who owns a property in Alexander Hyde. And it's owned in three names. His name, his sons and his daughter-in-law. But into a marriage breakup, the daughter-in-law wants to take a name off the property. How much did he spend duty on that? Would you know?
Sorry, what was the question again, Jess?
What would be the stamp duty on there by taking one third of the name when it went to three in jointly?
If the ownership is one third, then essentially the stamp duty payable by the other parties buying the other third party out would be one third of the market value of the property. So unless there's a court order.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, well, have a think about if it's possible to get that because of a split-up situation, that is one of the concessions available. I mean, it's bad enough splitting up and then having to pay stamp duty on the transfer of the property. If you do have a split-up situation, whether it be de facto or married couple, and there is a court order for the settlement, then there is no duty payable on that transfer. in just about every other situation there is. So it's in proportion to the value of the property and the ownership of it.
Thank you very much for that.
Okay, good on you.
You are welcome. Thank you for that, Jess. Now we go to Shane in Greenmount. Hi, Shane.
Good morning, all. Very quickly, I know you're tight for time. We have a very sick mother-in-law, and just want to know about power of attorney, enduring power of attorney, and executive of will. The house is in her name.
Yep.
And the question is, can the executive of the will have the house name changed to whoever it's left to, or do we need to have, or can the enduring power of attorney do it prior, or do we require to be a power of attorney after?
You'd want to do it after. There's no death duty for a number of reasons. You would, like our previous caller, there would be duty, as in stamp duty, formerly called stamp duty, now they call it duty, same thing.
Yep.
There would be duty if you transfer it prior. So an enduring power of attorney enables you to act on behalf of another party who's incapable or who agrees to you being able to do that. So certainly you could act for them in their financial matters, but it would be better to transfer the property later.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, that's
as
right.
Are we required to become power of attorney to do that?
You will probate, and this is I think a point we made earlier, that enduring power of attorney gives you the ability to act on someone's financial affairs and so on, depending on the you know authority of it, while that person is alive. Now, once they are deceased, then you must go through the process of what we call probate, so that the authority of the executor of the will is then clarified, I suppose, is the best way to put it.
Yep.
And so there's a period there where you can't act. So you would only be able to transfer the property later and act on it and so on once probate has gone through.
Okay, and that then that allows the executor to do that?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, under their authority.
Thank you very much. Very clear. Thank you.
Okay, we've got an email that's come through from Marion of Mirrabooka. And Marion is this is one for you, Mike. Marion says, I have reverted to my maiden name. What should I do to update my title?
Mm.
Yeah, so you can do a change of name or an application to change a name, and there is a form to be filled out and then lodged with Landgate. And the best thing is if you search change of name on our website, it'll give you the little leaflet that describes how to go through the process.
And am I right in thinking you can buy property in Western Australia too, even if you're married and taken on the husband's surname, you're able to buy property in your maiden name as well?
Yeah, no, that does happen.
And
so,
some
people keep married name and single name for various reasons, professional reasons, and they still are able to transact.
Hmm. But it's a pretty straightforward process, isn't it, changing it over?
Yeah.
Bill of Kenwick says he's paid out – good luck to you too. Bill, he's paid out the mortgage on his property, and he wants to know how does he update his title. Does he have to do anything?
If he's paid out his mortgage, then the bank will discharge the mortgage. And, in fact, from the 1st of August, banks are required to discharge the mortgage using the electronic channel, and they're required to lodge them with Landgate. So that should happen automatically, but he might want to keep an eye on that.
He doesn't have to, though, does he?
He does.
If he might have money that he can redraw on the loan.
Oh, yeah.
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 So, and quite often we get that, don't we? You know, you list a property and say, oh, look, I'm just going to, I paid the mortgage off, I'm just going to discharge it. And someone say, well, look, actually, better not to do that. Do that all in the one process when you sell the property because there's a timing issue there, isn't
there,
Mike?
Yeah. Mm.
Phyllis of Mandurah has sent us an email as well. By the way, folks, says she'll see us all on Wednesday, which is good. She
excellent.
Wants to know that the availability of medical facilities near Affinity.
So we've got them directly across the road, a whole medical suite with all the allied health services available, and we have visiting allied health services to Affinity Retirement. We've got a wellbeing room where we have podiatry, health checks, we have hearing checks. And we also have a 24-hour emergency call button, which is manned by a registered nurse, which is valuable for all of our people. And it also has access to any maintenance issues that might happen outside of business hours. So, yes, we do have medical services available and lots on offer at the village.
Good, excellent. Okay. Thanks very much, Donna, and also Matt for coming in. I look forward to catching up with you on Wednesday and renewing acquaintances down there. Just give us people are tuning in all the time, exactly how we find Affinity again down at Baldivers.
So it's off Safety Bay Road, off the freeway, that exit, and it's number 38 Norwood Avenue in Baldivers. And we look forward to seeing you there.
Excellent. It'll be a great day, and particularly, well, I suppose it's all day, isn't it, really? Focus in. You might miss out on the soup if you don't get there too late.
Yeah, the event starts at 10 and finishes at 12, but we'll be there all day. So if you can't make it down for the soup, please come down anyway, and we'd be happy to show you around.
Excellent. Now, Mike, how can people learn more about what they need to know from Landgate?
Yeah, sure, Harvey. The best way to find anything about Landgate is go to our website. Just Google Landgate, and our website's got a great search bar there, and anything you're interested in, just do a search, and it'll pop up in front of you.
Excellento. We'll have you on the program again soon. Thanks for making your time available again, Mike. Really appreciate it. You've got your auctioneer's gavel thingy on your lapel.
Yes, I've got a really good little property today for Nick Zunis from Paragon Property at 12 Randall Street in Perth there, real inner city location, just opposite the Robinson Park tennis courts there and park there. So that should be good. That's on 11 a.m.
Great
little property. Yeah, well worth coming down to.
Good for you. All right, well, thanks everybody for participating in the program. Thanks to everybody who called the program. We had some very interesting calls, I thought. The winner today of the $100, thanks to summitprojects.com.au, is Melanie of Bullsbrook, and she had an interesting question about a surveyor's line. So thanks also to Gemma for producing the program. Stand by now for the news and Saturday morning at the football.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.